out Blam 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 Comics.
Guns.
True Tales of Citizen Self-Defense.
For more information, go to jackbitch.blogspot.com. So jackbitch.com. I am the hot boss.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority is at a loss to explain the mysterious message that broke into a southern television news broadcast. The slow, deep voice proclaimed, in part, "All your weapons of evil must be destroyed. You only have a short time to learn to live in peace." The station was immediately besieged by worried telephone callers demanding an explanation. But as the information officer for the Broadcasting Authority, John Guinnery, says, there could be several different causes of the message.
Well, we don't know for sure that it was a pirate call. We know that there were some voices over saying certain things of which we haven't got an exact record. We've had a lot of accounts. Obviously, a lot of people have been phoning us and other people about it. We simply don't know what it was. Broadcast, of course, are monitored as an operation set, but there was simply a mumble, and there was some picture distortion. We had a lot of reports in, but as I say, we simply don't know what it was.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 12.
Planet Earth, about to be recycled. Your only chance to survive, to leave with us. My father is not a human, Father. My father is not a human, Father. My father is a member of the evolutionary level above human, the kingdom of God. My father gave me, long before this civilization, gave me birth into that kingdom. Level above human. The mind that was in Jesus. What? That mind is in me. That mind is in me. Everything has their cycle. They have their season. They have their beginning. They have their end. About to be recycled.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are?
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
other words, this is ground zero. For those who know anything about the history of this show, that song got me investigated by the FBI. I played it on the night that the Heaven's Gate cult committed suicide, and it was during a time a big UFO appeared over Phoenix, Arizona, and it convinced Marshall Applewhite to take out himself and 39 of his followers. It was an unfortunate coincidence that the song says we all go down for the sacrificial moment. Basically, we all die for some religious cause. Let's go to Caitlin now, on line three. Caitlin, hi, you're on ground zero.
Hi.
Hi.
The wow moment.
Yeah.
My cats were in the room
mm-hmm.
When you played it.
Mm-hmm.
They literally freaked.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. How'd you feel when you heard it?
I'm shaking. I've been shaking since you've played the British one.
Did that give you the creeps?
I loved it though.
What do you think it is? What do you think that Ashtar Command thing really is?
I really do think it's alien contact. I've been a believer since I was like 6 years old.
Right.
I really do think it's aliens though, and I don't think it's a conspiracy. I mean, I'm huge in the conspiracy theory of 9/11.
Uh huh.
But
okay.
That's just like how it sounded, and then how it was 6 minutes long.
Uh huh.
Without interruption.
Right.
And it was 1977.
Uh huh.
There's no way it was somebody on Earth, maybe aliens on Earth, doing it.
But yeah.
I don't think it was any human.
Okay.
Maybe even time travelers, but I don't think it's
it could be.
From our time.
It could be. That's true. It's strange.
But the cat thing, has any scientist ever played that for animals at all?
No, I don't think so.
So as soon as it stopped, my cats literally attacked each other.
Right.
Had to separate them.
Oh, my
they
God.
They went for blood.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean that. Next time I'll tell people not to put their cats to the speakers when I play this stuff, okay?
Yeah, but it's okay, but I have one more thing to say.
Yes.
Have you heard of the spaceman in South America, red hair?
Uh-huh.
South American, I forget, I don't think it's Aztecs, but somewhere in South America a couple of hundreds of years ago.
Well, there was also the Varginha case in South America where some girls were coming home from school and they saw him too.
Yeah.
You know all about that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Pretty scary, huh?
Yeah.
It frightens me.
But hundreds of years ago in the Aztecs, a man with red hair,
mm-hmm.
6 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
space suit,
gold eyes, fiery eyes.
Yep.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. I know all about it.
That.
Hey, I want to ask you a question.
Huh?
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you going to look under your bed before you go to sleep tonight?
I'm not scared of that kind of stuff.
What? How do you sleep when you know you have aliens under your bed?
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Thank you for the call.
No problem.
You betcha. Bye-bye. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. The number to call is 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We had a caller earlier that talked about the wow signal, and he said that he believes that it was a precursor to something else. Well, I agreed with him. And the reason why I agree with him is because coming up in the next hour, I have more things to play for you. But I have something I want to tell you. Something did happen again from that same place where the wow signal blasted into the space telescope back in 1977. It was something that happened in the year 2004, part of this decade. If you remember what happened in 2004, something very frightening for the planet, for the planet and from the planet took place. Something that frightened many people and killed 250,000. And we'll talk about that coming up on Ground Zero. 1-800-344-KUFO. Give us a call tonight as we talk about contact. 2010, the year we make contact. We'll be back.
a lot that is not being discussed here. As a powerful, influential member of the media, I know more than you do, especially about this. I have seen a highly classified report that has not been released publicly, and it probably won't be unless you consider my talking about it here to be releasing it publicly. It's top secret. It was prepared by scientists from New Mexico. They analyzed the Mars data. And there are some findings in this report, and I can understand why they don't want to release this, but I want to, and I don't know at all, but I want to pass off what some of the report says. There was life on Mars. That's what NASA is not being upfront about. There was life. Everybody knows it. We can't be the only people occupying the universe. It's impossible. Who do we think we are? We're the only people God created? And sorry, for those of you who don't believe in God, the only people who evolved from apes? So it's clear that there was life elsewhere, and now that NASA's kind of let the cat out of the bag, if there were habitable conditions up there, we know there was life there. In fact, they found some DNA evidence up there that compares favorably to members of the Skull and Bones Society here on Earth. These people were highly industrialized, the Martians. They were technologically superior, and they were very arrogant people. And they thought that the power and the force of their existence was all that was needed to sustain them. And they didn't care a whit about conservation. They didn't care a whit about preserving anything. They got rid of everything that was pristine. In fact, they used the internal combustion engine. They were globalists. They got rid of all the countries on that planet, and they had just one giant society, and then the powerful, rich just absorbed everything they needed from the best parts of the planet, used it for themselves, and everybody basically suffered until everybody died out, because what happened was there were no checks and balances. Probably, I don't know this, there probably wasn't any campaign finance reform to restrict the corruption in their elective circumstances there. And so special interest groups and multinationals who escape taxes by, forming offshore accounts. There's no coincidence in the fact that they found water, lots of water, where the habitable conditions were, because it dovetails with what's in the report about some of these multinationals abandoning their own countries and locating offshore for all of the nefarious reasons. They had rainforests. You're not hearing about this. They had ancient rainforests. They had jungles. They had so much oil and gas. They had reserves out the wazoo. They, in fact, one of the things they found on Mars is that there are still, it's possible that there's still some there, tiny little amounts. But it's clear, and you saw the pictures from Mars, I saw the skeletons, at least I saw the fossils of the skeletons. There were people there. There were beings there. But they looked like Pompeii. They looked like the people all died huddled together, and they were just swarmed in an instant. They were one day there and then gone. So many people living close together, it has to have been the result of urban sprawl. Nobody had any space, nobody had any room, and you could tell it. I saw it from the pictures that they released. It's clear, ladies and gentlemen, Mars was once it was once the jewel of the solar system, and it was raped. Mars was raped. This is what NASA knows. This is what the Gore Report says. Mars was raped by robber barons. Capitalism, dependence on combustible engines led to global warming. The ecosystem that sustained everybody was destroyed. That's why the water they found is at the equator area. The ice caps melted. Exactly what's happening here, folks. Exactly what's happening here. These people were advanced. Not everybody on Mars died. This is what's fascinating about this report. Not everybody on Mars died. Some were able to flee. Some were able to get off the planet. This is what they can't afford to release. UFOs, yeah. All these sightings, all of these blinking lights, all these unexplained things, they're real. Those are Martians escaping the destroyer. I think it goes way back, before we were alive. At least the UFOs have been happening all over. It may well be that the bright star that guided the three wise men was a UFO. Tax cuts absolutely were a factor. That's what the offshore thing was all about. That's, yeah, of course tax cuts were a factor. But the elites got off. The elites were able to travel. In space, the elite, and weren't very many of them, but they were able to get off. They fled the planet in time. The stunning thing about the Mars report, the Gore report, is that they're here. These people that destroyed Mars are here. They are on Earth, folks. They are in America. They work at Halliburton. They worked at Enron. They worked at WorldCom. They're at Boeing. They came to America, my friends. The truth is out there. Far, far out there.
Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero being heard now all over the internet. You can go to KUFO.com and give us a listen, or you can go to ZeroPointRadio.com. There's also a chat room available. You can jump on board and chat and find out what's being said behind the scenes here at Ground Zero. And believe me, a remarkable thing is being said. A lot of good things are being said. A lot of weird things are being said about what we talked about in the first hour. If you missed the first hour, we have had the phones light up like crazy. We have had the chat room buzzing like crazy about something I played at the beginning of the show. It was something called the Ashtar Command broadcast. It was done by, allegedly, by an alien called Vrilon, who took over five transmitters in England. And it was in 1977 where this happened. And then in 1977 also, there was a wow signal that was actually heard at the big telescope. I'm talking tonight about 2010, the year we make contact. We've already made contact. Contact has already been made. The phone call has been made. E.T. has phoned us, and E.T., if you believe in that sort of thing, E.T.'s phoned us. He's trying to talk to us, and we're not listening. Now, I had said that the wow signal had been played, came out of a place called Serpens Cauda in the region near Scorpius and Sagittarius. We had a caller earlier that said, hey, I get this feeling that that signal in 1977 was a precursor to another signal that was going to be sent to us and that we needed to prepare for it. And I said, you know what? You know, you're brighter than your days, because, yes, it's true. This was a precursor. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. I'm going to prove it to you that this is a precursor, and there's going to be more to come from this area near Serpens Cauda, near Scorpius and Sagittarius. The wow signal that we played came from that area, and the thing is that Scorpius and Sagittarius, if you know anything about astronomy, it's just east of an area called Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus is known as the serpent holder, and it was, at one time, the 13th house of the zodiac. Now, what is interesting about the wow signal is that its origin was in that area, and in 2004, scientists reported that something happened in that area known as the Serpent Holder, known as Ophiuchus, known as Serpens Cauda. In 2004, scientists reported that gamma-ray telescopes orbiting the Earth picked up the arrival of the brightest gamma-ray burst ever recorded. The gamma-ray burst finally arrived from deep space on December 27th, 2004, at 21 hours, 36 minutes, universal time, and was 100 times more intense than any burst that had been previously recorded. It equaled the brightness of the full moon, but radiated most of its energy at gamma ray wavelengths. Now, if you can imagine how powerful this gamma ray blast was, how powerful this gamma ray signal was, I'm not making this up, and you can do the research if you wish. You can take my word for it, or you can do the research if you'd like. The blast, the gamma ray blast that hit on December 27, 2004 at 21 hours 36 minutes, the blast temporarily changed the shape of the Earth's ionosphere. It distorted the transmission of long wavelength radio signals. This was in essence a signal from deep space, and it's waved throughout the area, bending the Earth, its ionosphere, and creating a number of other anomalies. While this gamma ray burst was being recorded and while it was being felt all over, while this message from space was distorting the Earth's ionosphere, a 9.3 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia and triggered a killer tsunami that wiped out a quarter of a million people. Think about it. Could it be that a gamma ray burst from an area where a signal was first heard in 1977, the WOW signal, could it be that that WOW signal was a precursor to a giant gamma ray signal that was getting the attention of Earth, that gave Earth a shock of a 9.3 earthquake that created a tsunami that killed a quarter of a million people? And keep in mind that in that area where the tsunami had hit, all of the animals had left. And they weren't killed, but many people were killed because of the tsunami, the disaster, and the earthquake. There was also several bases in the Philippines that were told to leave before the earthquake hit. That means that someone knew that a signal was being sent to the Earth. And just prior to the earthquakes in Indonesia, it was reported in Indonesian news that there were bombs going off, loud sonic booms happening, and they didn't know where they were coming from. Come to find out, there were large rocks falling out of the sky in Indonesia, huge meteors, and flashes of light. Just recently, there was a sonic boom reported in San Diego. Just recently, we had a number of fireballs in South Africa. We had a number of fireballs being seen in Utah. Fireballs the size of washing machines, in one case the size of a car, lighting up the sky and coming down out of the sky. And I reported it a couple weeks ago when people thought I was Chicken Little. They said, Clyde Lewis, his initials are CL, he's Chicken Little. But think of this, my friends. Think of this. If you have nothing to fear from what is out there, if you have nothing to be afraid of, little green men, little gray men, or even big rocks from the sky, keep this in mind. Just last week it was announced that Russia and China are teaming together to send missiles to intercept an asteroid called Apophis. This asteroid has been calculated to be heading towards the Earth. And while NASA downplays the idea that it may hit in 2020 or 2025, it is going to become a rock that will come within lunar distance of the planet. And Russia and China are not going to take chances. They're putting their money towards intercepting that asteroid. While we here on planet Earth in the United States of America have decided to put all our money towards global warming. Global warming. while people all over the planet are dying from frigid cold temperatures right now. The coldest winter on record all over the world. And while asteroids and signals coming from space are permeating everywhere, we are paying attention to climate change. And we're declaring CO2 a dangerous gas. You know, it just worries me about what we put our faith in. When a gamma burst that big from that area where the wow signal came causes an earthquake that great, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? And if you don't think that applies to you now, just last summer, from the very same place, Serpens Cauda, in the constellation of Ophiuchus, between Sagittarius and Scorpio, another signal was found. I would like for you to turn up your radios again, and yes, if you have cats, I suggest you pull them away from the speakers because we don't want any mishaps. This signal you're about to hear is known as SHGD26+C, coming from the constellation of Ophiuchus and Sagittarius and Scorpio. The first one you will hear is the unclean version. If you listen carefully, you will hear what sounds like music coming to us from that part of the galaxy. I also have another version of this that I would like to have played right now. I want you to give a listen to this and tell me what you think of this, too. And while you're thinking about it, here's the number to call. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Here now is another sound of the SHGD26+C. Here we go. What you're hearing is an alien signal. It's called the SETI Candidate Signal, and it's being broadcast to you from the constellation of Ophiuchus, Sagittarius, and Scorpio. Now, I can't get into detail about why Ophiuchus is so important, but you can go to my website at www.groundzeromedia.org, click on Breaking News Links. That's www.groundzeromedia.org. Just go right on the left-hand side. There's a green area that says Breaking News Links. Click on that and read what I've written about why Ophiuchus is so important in the scheme of things, why what the caller had talked about, the precursor, the earthquake, and these signals coming from that part of the galaxy or that part of the universe. It is actually the point that we call Galactic Central Point. It's in the general area. Ophiuchus used to be part of the 13th house of the zodiac. They eliminated it. We used to have 13 months in the calendar, 28 days each month. Now, what I'm thinking is that as the sun aligns with Ophiuchus, which is supposed to happen in 2012, when it aligns, I think it's going to open up a channel where we are going to be able to communicate. Now, here's the funny thing about 2012. Everybody's waiting for December 21st, 2012 to happen, and it's all going to happen on one day. No, it begins something called the long count begins at the end of 2010 into October of 2011. And then from there, we start seeing the changes taking place. So we very well could be having some sort of contact basically disclosed and given as what we say mainstream narrative or mainstream news within the next year. I have a feeling that's going to happen because of all of the things I'm playing for you tonight, these signals that are coming in and what's being talked about. Let's go to Bailey right now on line one. Hi, Bailey, you're on Ground Zero.
Hi.
Hi.
It's funny that the girl before me mentioned that her cat started freaking out because the same exact thing happened to me when you were playing the WoW signal.
Mm-hmm.
My cat started going at it with each other. I had to get in between them, split them away. I have scratches on my hands
for the cat. And so what do you think? Why do you think they were fighting amongst themselves?
I don't know, because animals do have much more higher frequency than us. And so maybe they could hear what we couldn't. That could be the aliens, that could be their language trying to tell us that we are destroying our planet or look out because that meteor could be happening and it could come and destroy the human race. And
what do you think is more important, global warming or the idea of an asteroid hitting the planet?
Well, they're both very hard, but probably the asteroid because global warming, it is going to destroy many animals. But the fact that a meteor is coming to us is going to not just knock out billions of people, it's going to knock out animals, everything that we need to survive.
Yeah. Do you know what an ELE is?
No, I don't.
ELE stands for Extinction Level Event. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. So while global warming isn't exactly an ELE, something the size of Texas heading towards the planet going at supersonic speeds, I worry about more than whether or not I'm going to freeze or get warm. You understand?
Yeah. That scares me more than my grandchildren being able to see a polar bear when they're my age.
I appreciate that. That's true. I agree with you. And they're going to be polar bears. They're going to see polar bears, I promise you. Elephants, that may be a different story. Thank you for the call. Tonight, we're talking about 2010, the year we make contact. I really believe that we're getting close. With the Catholic Church saying what they're saying about aliens, with the talk and the buzz and the underground saying the disclosure is imminent, I think we need to pay attention to what's being said to us from out there. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. I'm Clyde Lewis, and we've got more to come. Stay here.